And Jesus said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Today we rejoice in the annual recitation of this miracle account of the raising of the son of the widow of Nain. Now we see this great miracle occur where Jesus raises up a man that is dead. And this is a well-witnessed miracle because it was at a funeral procession where the whole town had gathered to comfort the widow, a woman who had lost her only son and was now destitute and bereft of that which would hold her in place, who was now facing a life of abject poverty. They were comforting her as best they could at the sadness of the death of her son, the one whom she was probably depending on for the rest of her days. Now he's broken, he's gone, he's dead. And so the whole town is out there. And then comes Jesus with the disciples. So these two groups come together at the time of the funeral. In this procession of death, you see it stop with the procession of the Lord of life. And Christ ministers to the widow, raises the son, and pushes back death. So we see what happens when death confronts life. Life wins. There was an account of a man who came to church once. He was investigating what Christians believe, and the pastor gave him a Bible. And the man came back the next week and said, I'd like to join your church, and here's your Bible back. And the pastor said, well, why are you giving me the Bible back? He said, well, I already read the last two chapters. I know who wins in the end. We know who wins in the end. And we see the Lord bring his life into this world, and that invasion of life pushes back death. We see it in his ministry, where he pushes back death for the one who was past the terminal point, the son of the widow of Nain. We see it also with the daughter of Jairus, the leader of the synagogue. We see it with Lazarus, 4 days dead, whom Jesus raises up from the tomb. And then we see it especially, these are prefigurations of the fulfillment of Jesus' ministry when he himself conquers death in his own body. And so he is tortured, crucified, spear wound, and the nailing, he is dead, laid in the tomb, but by his own power, he raises himself up from the dead. And so we see that he has power to lay his life down and raise it up again, as he said. So in his own body, he demonstrates that indestructible life which is his as the Creator God and the one who is life itself. And he pushes back death in his own body. And now we see that he is at work in the world, in the members of the body of Christ, his church, the members of his body, the church. And now those who have been called by God to become those who are called the elect, those who have received baptism, have now been reborn from on high and have in them that same life-giving power. And so we have in us that same indestructible life, which at the end of time will raise us up from the dead. And so we have a great and glorious hope. We look forward to that great gift of endless life which Christ has given to us according to our salvation. Today, when we come to the altar, we receive the gift of the Eucharist, and that is our pledge of life eternal. That is God's earnest money to you, that you have that gift of eternal life. And so when we partake of this life-giving bread, for Jesus said, the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And whoever eats of my body and drinks of my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. So when we partake of this life-giving sacrament, that is the earnest of God's promise that we too will rise again from the dead. And so we anticipate that great and glorious day, now in this life purifying ourselves, asking God to sanctify us, that we may be made ready for the joys that are to come, that we may enter with gladness into that place that Christ is now preparing for us in heaven. For where he has gone before, he will then bring us at the end of time. So what a beautiful message we have today in the Gospel lesson. the message of life himself entering into our fallen world to push back death and to bring us into eternal life. We also see something of the character of God, not only his life-giving power that overwhelms and overcomes death, for death is swallowed up in his victory, and this mortal will take on incorruption by the power of Christ. We also see not only his power, we also see his character. We see the character of God manifest in Jesus Christ, who when he sees what is happening, the funeral procession coming out of the town, he has compassion, not on the dead man, he has compassion on the widow, the one who has lost her son. Obviously, his compassion runs out to the one who died, and he raises him up again. But there is compassion first for that widow. He says to her, he had compassion on her, and he said, "Weep not." And that shows us the character of God. It shows us that he cares about us when we are in grief. He has compassion for each one of us according to our own losses and sadnesses. He has compassion for us individually and also as a human race, because it's out of his pity that he came among us to save us. Christ first loved us before we loved him. And so we see the beautiful character of God, his goodness, his compassion, his mercy for us, for he loves us without limit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.